This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Each of us, each and every day, democracy itself is in peril. Here at home and around the world.
President Joe Biden issued a stark warning yesterday saying democracy is in peril and it's up to us to make sure it endures.
What we do now, how we honor the memory of the fallen will determine whether or not democracy will long endure.
Biden's comments came during his speech at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. He was there to commemorate the war dead on Memorial Day. Mr. Biden went on to say that the United States is the only nation built on an idea, the idea of liberty and opportunity for all. U.S. President Joe Biden will also take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence when he helps commemorate the 100th anniversary of the destruction of a thriving black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mr. Biden's visit on Tuesday, in which he will grieve for hundreds of black people killed by a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial injustice, and it will stand in stark contrast to the most recent visit to Tulsa by a president, which took place last year. Now, the president will be the first president to participate in remembrances of the destruction of what was known as Black Wall Street. Up to 300 black Tulsans were killed and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. It also says lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for sex abuse crimes. This is VOA News.